Independent journalism is something you take for granted until you don't have it. When you study political systems around the world, and you study nations, which is almost every other nation, where there is no independent journalism, you think to yourself, oh, they don't have independent journalism when we do. In the same way, you may say, you know, they play soccer and we mostly don't. It's not a minor thing. Without independent journalism, the public has no way of knowing what's really going on. You only have what's happening in your own little world and what you hear through gossip and rumor. I'm talking about somebody that offers the news honestly. They could be wrong. Even Rush said he was only right 99.6% of the time. One of my favorite things is when he would say, you know, our number had dropped to 99.4, but we got it back up to 99.8. You could just hear the gears grinding for the liberals. Ah, there's no study was done. You're just making the number up. So let's compare using John Kirby, the mouthpiece of the Biden administration, and we'll use Tucker Carlson for independent journalism. The official narrative about the war in Ukraine is that Russia is evil. So if Russia's evil, we must give Ukraine everything we own. Russia is so evil that John Kirby, buck up, dude, started crying when talking about the war.
I'm not a psychologist. Barely got a history degree from the University of South Florida. I'm not going to go into the psychology of Vladimir Putin. It's hard to look at what he's doing in Ukraine, what his forces are doing in Ukraine, and think that any ethical, moral individual could justify that. It's difficult to look at the It's difficult to look at some of the images and imagine that any well-thinking, serious, mature leader would do that. So I can't talk to his psychology, but I think we can all speak to his depravity.
Think he feels that bad about Americans murdered by illegal aliens? Think he feels that bad about Americans who were completely, perfectly healthy and were told by Joe Biden to take a poison poke shot and died? Think he feels that bad about Jamie Foxx? Why would he cry if Russia wasn't doing the most awful things imaginable? So surely he knows things we don't know, right? We can't know what he knows because it's so serious. This is where independent journalism is critical. Let's take Tucker Carlson's first episode released on Twitter as an example. When the rest of the world was blaming Russia for blowing up their own dam, Tucker Carlson was asking legitimate questions. That's what journalism is.
This morning, it looks like somebody blew up the Kakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine. The rushing wall of water wiped out entire villages, destroyed a critical hydropower plant, and as of tonight, puts the largest nuclear reactor in Europe in danger of melting down. So if this was intentional, it was not a military tactic, it was an act of terrorism. The question is, who did it? Well, let's see. The Kakhovka Dam was effectively Russian. It was built by the Russian government. It currently sits in Russian-controlled territory. The dam's reservoir supplies water to Crimea, which has been, for the last 240 years, home of the Russian Black Sea Fleet. Blowing up the dam may be bad for Ukraine, but it hurts Russia more. And for precisely that reason, the Ukrainian government has considered destroying it. In December, the Washington Post quoted a Ukrainian general saying his men had fired American-made rockets at the dam's floodgate as a test strike. So really, once the facts start coming in, it becomes much less of a mystery what might have happened to the dam. Any fair person would conclude that the Ukrainians probably blew it up, just as you would assume they blew up Nord Stream, the Russian natural gas pipeline, last fall. And in fact, the Ukrainians did do that, as we now know. It's not like Vladimir Putin is anxious to wage war on himself.
When one independent commentator asks important questions, it can embolden others to start asking questions on their own. That's healthy in a free society. And that's how official narratives get chipped away. Well, one reporter asked the very same John Kirby, who we heard cry a moment ago, in order to push the Russia bad narrative, if it made sense that Russia would blow up its own infrastructure.
Does it seem believable to you that Russia would destroy a dam and flood ethnic Russian villages and cut off the water supply to Crimea? I mean, that doesn't seem logical. It seems about as logical as blowing up one's own pipeline, doesn't it?
We've come to no conclusions on this. We're working with the Ukrainians. We'll try to get as much information as we can.
So, does that sound to you like independent journalism? Or does it sound to you like they're in on the whole game? Does it sound to you like maybe, just maybe, nah, that wouldn't happen? Meantime, Chris Christie says that Donald Trump is a puppet of Putin. Interesting. Do you know that Tucker Carlson, when he was firmly ensconced at Fox and making them lots and lots of money, said that this half-wit Michael McCall, who's a congressman from Texas, that Michael McCall told him that the deep state told Michael McCall, don't talk to Tucker Carlson. He is an asset of the Russians. The Russians control him. And Tucker said, did you believe it? He goes, well, I didn't know what to do. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? That's what they do. That's how they smear you. So Chris Christie running for president on the same old canards they've used for 20 years.
Hi, I am Chris Christie. As you know, I am joining the race for president of the United States. Why? Let me tell you why. Number one, I have name recognition. So what if I poll at less than 12% in my own home state? Big whoop. People love me, especially people who own restaurants and grocery stores. Ask any Republican who watches CNN. They've heard of me. Under my 8 years of governorship in New Jersey, the 103 miles of beautiful Garden State coastline hasn't seen any measurable rise in sea level. And this is really important to Republican voters because, as you know, Republican voters are deeply concerned about climate change. Plus, I can beat Trump on any well-fortified debate stage with wide podiums. It's the cage match everyone wants to see. Godzilla versus King Kong. I'm King Kong, and also Godzilla. That's why I've decided to run. Not laps. That would be crazy. Who do you think I am? Usain Bolt? Come on. But I am running for president. My odds aren't that good, but they're better than the average overweight guy who took the COVID jabs. Yeah, I got the jab. So what? Can you blame me? They were giving out free Krispy Kreme donuts and lottery tickets. Winning. So what are you waiting for? Go to chrischristie.blog to learn more about how you can help me and my campaign take the fight to Trump.
Been eating donuts all of our life. Yes, we love donuts day and night.
Perhaps the saddest picture of Chris Christie is not him on the beach when the beach was closed in his lawn chair by himself in his slides. It's him in Jerry Jones' suite wearing his red sweater, hugging Jerry Jones when the Cowboys scored. Just pitiful. Jerry Jones had his own walrus on a leash.
This is the Michael Berry Show.